Blog Talk Radio.
NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight.
Welcome back to the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. I'm your show host, Beau Marchant. Today we're joined by a repeated guest. It's South Florida's wide receiver, Carlton Mitchell. And this past Tuesday, March 30th, Carlton had his pro day. And Carlton, you know, the thing I was most impressed about was when your agent said that you were going to run your 40 again. I kind of thought that took a lot of guts because, you know, you ran a 4.49 at the scouting combine. You know, and being a big wide receiver, I mean, 6'3", 212, 215, you know, I thought that was a pretty good number just to stand on. But, I mean, I tell you what, man, I got all fired up when he told me that you were planning on running the 40 again. And obviously you knew what you were doing because the times that came in were 4.40, 4.42, I mean, you know, 4.46s, I mean, just off the charts. So you obviously felt pretty confident running your, obviously, the pro day and the 40 again?
Yes, I felt very confident. You know, I trained very hard, and I've been sticking with a very strict schedule, you know. And even though I had some pretty decent times at my pro day, but at the same time, I felt as though I could have done a lot better. But I was very satisfied with the outcome that I had. But it just goes to show that hard work, you know, pays off, and I just felt very confident and very good.
And I know something we talked about when you came on the show last time is you really wanted to be able to show them, you know, fine-tune your route running and whatnot. Were you able to do that? I mean, I always say I couldn't see your pro days. So, how did what was your reaction from the NFL people on hand?
Well, I most definitely showed a little bit of improvement in my route running, you know, sinking my hips. And I've been catching a lot of balls every day from 260 to 300 balls a day on the jug machine. So just showing, you know, a little improvement each and every time myself in front of the coaches and the scouts is always a good thing. But I'm still far from being done. I still have a lot of things I need to work on. And I'm just looking forward to the future.
And now, how many balls do you go through in a day?
On about 250 to 300.
Wow. And how many of those you drop?
I catch them all consistently. I'm not going to lie. One time a ball hit me in the chest. I looked away for a quick second, and he shot it out, and it hit me in the chest. That's probably the one I got away.
That's pretty impressive. Now, is that something, is that something a lot of guys, when they do it, they kind of, you know, go through perfectly, or is that something pretty special that you're doing?
Oh, it's something, you should always find it. I try to take pride in everything that I do, and I try to do everything perfect, so. At the same time, I want to be consistent. So I guess just catching all those balls in a row, I guess going up more and more every time. And it gets to the point where you stand different ways and trying to do different things to make it harder. And it's pretty much you're competing with yourself. Just kind of, to switch things up a little bit, make it more fun. And just, because you don't want to stand the same spot and just catching the ball. That's boring, you know. You just want to switch it up, like, from different angles, or you stand on one knee or something. But, anything that has to do with ball catching and ball drills is always a good work.
Nice. And once again, Carlton Mitchell, South Florida's wide receiver, joining us here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show, and it's powered by All Access Football here on the Fantasy Sports Channel. Carlton, I'm super hyped about what you're going to bring to the next level. I mean, you kind of remind me of a Brandon Marshall without all the headaches and the baggage, you know, just with the what you bring to the game, your size. I mean, you have that elusive speed. You get up to a high gear very quickly. This last pro day, I mean, you know, obviously you probably spoke with some NFL teams. You don't have to go into specifics of who, but, talking with them one last time, I mean, was it a much more relaxed setting just because you were, you know, kind of on campus with your teammates for, like, one last hoorah?
Yes, I have to say, the combine was pretty much an icebreaker, you know. That was a big day. And then, you know, going into my pro day, I pretty much knew what to expect. And I was a little bit more calm, but at the same time, you know, I was still taking everything in a very business-like manner, and I felt very professional. And, before the – I was at check-in at 11:30. Well, I think I ran probably around 10 o'clock, 9:45, because I had to meet with two other teams, you know, just go over a few background information, just go over a little football stuff so they could get to know me a little more. And I felt more confident. Like, I've always been confident in myself, which is – going through so many interviews with so many different teams, and then after a while, you start feeling a lot better about yourself, about how the process is going. And then, you know, during pro day, you're being evaluated. They're watching your every move, and you know how you carry yourself and how you talk to people. people how to respond to things. So it's pretty much it's a big job interview, you know.
Yeah.
And even after pro day, I had another interview with another team, you know. That probably lasted about an hour and a half, 2 hours, just going over, you know, football stuff. Just mentally, you know, even though I had a long morning with the whole pro day and running around and doing this and that, but at the same time, they want to see how you react and how well you retain information. So there's a lot of things getting thrown at you. And at the same time, like, you're very prepared because this is what you do. This is your life, and this is what I want to do with myself.
And, I mean, the questions, I mean, I think most players share the same answer, too. You know, it's kind of like a repetition. I mean, you know, Team A is going to ask you the same stuff as Team B, you know, and Team C is going to ask the same exact stuff. But was there any teams, and you don't have to mention the teams, but was there any circumstances where a team kind of threw something out at you that you were kind of like, wow, I wasn't expecting that?
One team asked me, well, I had a female agent. That's probably the only thing that really caught me off guard. But, other than that, you know, pretty much all the questions are pretty much the same, and I don't want to give the same exact answer every time, even though I want to stay consistent with the things I say. But me personally, I just want to, you know, not switch it up a little bit, but say it a little different, but still get the same information and be accurate, because I don't want to, you know, like, false read myself, you know, tell myself to someone in a case that I'm not. You know, I just want to be real with all the coaches, be very open, answer all the questions so that you get a good feel for me, and just know who Carlton Mitchell is, not only as a player, but as an individual.
Excellent. And, you know, Carlton, I mean, having your pro day, being with your teammates one last time, did you guys talk about that at all? Did you, share, and did you actually get to maybe, you know, hang out and have a little fun, or was it just too much all business?
I see my teammates, my ex-teammates every now and then in the locker room. You know, I miss my boys. One thing, I can say about USF, you know, just the fans in the locker room, there's a lot of random moments, you know, and just seeing everybody again, you know, they're happy, I'm happy, and you know, they're asking about the process, and they're getting, you know, asking things that, like, little tips and stuff that can help them, you know, like, not only on the football field, but off the field, you know, like, just taking care of your body and just certain things, like, what they expect at the next level. You know, I give a couple of the receivers, you know, some gloves or whatnot. So just, you know, just being there, just talking to each other and just catching up a little bit, you know, it's a very good feeling.
And I know Coach Phil McGowan was very instrumental, you know, in helping you get to where you're at. I mean, any final words? You know, I'm sure you'll talk again, but, I mean, did you guys have a last, you know, South Florida hug or anything like that after your pro day?
Oh, me and Coach McGagan?
Yeah.
Actually, yeah, we text and we talk on the phone, like, a lot. And every time I pretty much head up to the USF office to work out, I always stop by and talk to him for a little bit, and he tells me about the recruits and how all the boys doing. And then actually before my 40, I went up to him. I was like, Coach, tell me something that I don't want to hear. He's like, what? Like, I was like, tell me something so I get hyped. You know, I just mess with him. And he went into it, he started saying things, you know, just trying to, you know, motivate me and just saying little things, you know, because he knows how to get to me. Because, you know, he's a very good coach, and we became very close in the short time we spent together. And he's really like a big part of my success, you know. Him and Coach Mike Canales, my offensive coordinator, and just, I don't know, it's just, we didn't really say our goodbyes yet. I don't think we're ever going to say our goodbyes. He's stuck in my life.
Nice.
Whether he likes it or not, I'm not going nowhere. I'm not going nowhere.
Carlton.
With each other.
Carlton, I wouldn't be a good host if I didn't ask. You know, what was he saying to you as you got prepped for your 40 to kind of, you know, get you fired up?
What was he saying?
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, is it stuff you can say on the radio?
Just a few things. You know, I'm not gonna repeat, but he was just talking mostly about, you know, how I'm a junior, I came out, I made the wrong decision, and everyone's down me right now, and like, you're done for leaving, you should have stayed for another year, you know, this and that. You're just, like, saying little stuff to get to me, and saying how you always, like, you're immature and this and that. You just mess with me, you know. You know stuff that'll get to me, like personal stuff. But, you know, for the most part, he knows who I am, and he knows my dedication, he knows how hard I work. So at the same time, when he's saying all this stuff, I looked at him like, come on, Coach, you know better than that. No, that's not who I am. But it definitely helped, you know, just seeing how serious he is, you know, just trying to encourage me at that moment. You know, all the coaches are there, my family's there, you know, all my teammates, my ex-teammates, and everyone's there just training. It's a great atmosphere. You know, I had a great time, and, like, I'm very blessed. I'm having a great time throughout this whole process. You know, I still don't, you never know exactly what's going to happen in the end, but I really did, like, I did my part. You know, I stayed consistent in my training, and I stayed very dedicated to everything I did. So right now, I'm just going to leave it in God's hands, and just whatever happens from here.
Nice.
It's really, it is what it is, you know?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you've done everything possible. You've done everything overwhelmingly exceptional. And like you said, you've positioned yourself at the right time to be very high in this upcoming draft. And we're talking with South Florida's wide receiver Carlton Mitchell. He was invited to the scouting combine, one of the finest invites a college player can receive. And you know, for the folks listening to the show, you know, if you're going to go research Carlton and you're going to expect to see some crazy gaudy numbers, the first thing you got to throw into place was, you know, South Florida didn't pass the ball. I mean, I think you guys finished sixth or seventh in the Big East. You know, a little under 200 yards passing a game. So, I mean, it was pretty rare that when the ball did come your way, I mean, you definitely made the most of it. You'd agree with that, right?
Yes, sir. I did what I could. You know, even though our offense wasn't based around just one receiver, you know, it was a timing offense, and you know, each player opened up other players. At the same time, we also there's scramble rules, like, you know, the quarterback has to scramble, and you have to find an open spot. So just little things like that, just helping each other out. You know, I give a lot of credit to my coaches and my teammates for my success this past season. You know, I didn't. It wasn't just me out there just making plays alone. You know, it's because everyone played a role. You know, everything was going real great. You know, I had an injury. Like, one of my goals, you know, I was on my way to a 1,000-yard season, this and that. You know, but you know, I got hurt. But it's just, at the same time, you know, everything happens for a reason. You can't really control everything that happens in your life.
Yeah.
So I still consider, you know, it's. I'm very happy with my decision, and I love USF, and I was very happy with the offense I was in and happy with my role I was playing.
Man. You know, Carlton, I was listening to a Javid Best interview yesterday, and, you know, the question came up. I mean, you know, when you get drafted, I mean, the question that was asked to him was, you know, would he rather go to a team, you know, and get the ball 20 times a game, you know, but not be on a playoff team, or go to a playoff team, you know, and get less action. I mean, you know, when you hear your name called, I mean, obviously, I mean, if, you know, if the New York Giants take you and they want you to play middle linebacker, you're going to be so ecstatic. You'll line up anywhere they want. But, you know, in your heart of hearts, I mean, you know, when you think about it, would you like to go to a playoff team and not get that much time early on, or would you like to go to a team up and coming and kind of just fall right into place and, you know, become a mainstream part of the offense early?
You know, every team in NFL, I want to say, needs a receiver, but every team in NFL doesn't need a receiver for the same reasons, you know. So, you know, some teams want a receiver to come in and start right away, you know, start making plays for them. Or some other teams might need someone to come in, special teams, you know, go on kickoff or play behind another receiver. But, you know, I'm the type of person, whatever role that I get handed to me, you know, I'm going to take advantage of it. I'm going to use it to my best. You know, I don't want to take anything for granted. But at the same time, I would love to get the ball 112 times a game. But at the same time, you know, like I hate losing. Like, I do not want to lose. I will not lose. So if the coach wants me to be a decoy, just block the whole game and get the ball one or two times or not at all, and that's the game plan we're winning, I'm the happiest man in the world.
Nice, nice. And Carlton Mitchell, again, joining us here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. Carlton, great career. Like I said, I just thought it was so gutsy, you running the 40 again. And like I said, I was excited to get you back on. And I know you're going to be a busy man for the next few weeks. I'm not sure when you came on the show last time I asked you this question, but do you have any draft day plans? I mean, do you plan on doing anything special on draft day?
No, actually, my mom wants to have a party and all of this and that, but, you know, honestly, I don't have a party. I just want to have, you know, it's my immediate family and a few friends there, and I'll probably be at my mom's house, or I'll be in church, or I'll be somewhere fishing. Like, nothing big. I heard it's going to be a very stressful moment, so not really trying to party or anything.
Yeah, it's kind of one of, I think it's a bizarre party. I think it's a great day, but, you know, depending on what you're expecting to be, you know, where you expect to hear your name called, it could be a very disappointing day, but I think in the end, no matter what, it's still going to come out on the exciting side of it. But like I said, you know, Carlton, I do. I think you have a great, great future ahead of you. I think any team that sleeps on you is going to come back in a few years and regret it. And, you know, another question before we let you go is, you know, they talk about that transition for a lot of rookie wide receivers where it takes a few seasons, and, you know, the going number is 3 years before they kind of really catch up with the NFL game. Have you talked with any guys on the next level about that or anything in regards to that?
I spoke to a few guys, and the one that I've been training with in Miami was Dante Stallworth, and, you know, just talking to him, and, you know, he prepared me a lot mentally for the game, and there was a time where I tweaked my hamstring a little bit and I couldn't really run routes, but he was showing us like cone drills and running routes, and you know, just sitting there just watching him run routes and listening to him speak, you know, I felt as though I was still getting better, even though I couldn't physically get out there and do it, you know. And like, I love to compete, and I love, you know, like competing with other guys, you know, competition. Like, I just love it, you know. And me just not being able to do anything, but you know, it's all mental, you know. So
yeah.
You know, I'm prepared for pretty much anything, and my mindset right now, you know, I want to go into the league, and you know, I don't really care who's in front of me. I'm gonna push for the starting job, you know. I'm just that's the type of person I am. I'm here to compete, and you know, the whole thing about the draft, you know, there's guys that could have went in the first round, got drafted in the fifth, and guys in the second round didn't get drafted at all, you know, stuff like that. You know, you can't really, you know, look into that much, because there's really no, like, nothing you can do about it. I have no control on that. So at this point, you know, I did all I could, and right now, it's not in my hands. You know, it's leaving the guys' hands. Just continue to do the right things and just wait.
Yeah, and you know, you keep bringing up, you know, I know I picked up when you said you spent some time at church, so I'll give you a scripture to go on before I let you go today, Carlton. Psalms 37:4, delight yourself in the Lord, who always gives you the desires of your heart.
Oh, that's a very good thing. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, so that's one to go on.
I'm using that one.
Yeah, I'm telling you, that's a good one, man. It's you know, it's simple. I mean, if you delight yourself in the Lord, you give the desires of your heart. So, and like I said, I picked up on that when you said, you know, the Bible, and you know, you might, you know, be on church on draft day, so I figured, you know, I'd share that with you.
In Jesus' name I plead. I always play for Iron and One, and I think I know that's a lot to do with my success, really.
Nice.
And who and what I play for.
That's terrific. Well, hey, Carlton, like I said, love having you on the show. I'd love to have you back right before draft day just to catch up on the latest and find out, you know, how things have been going for you. And I know you're going to be a very busy man in the next few weeks, but hey, you know, stay focused, and like I said, man, all the arrows are pointing up, and you're definitely, you know, you're definitely a guy that people are really, really, really starting to take notice of.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
No problem. That's Carlton Mitchell joining us here on the on the NFL Draft Bible. And like I said, Carlton Mitchell, South Florida wide receiver, 6'3", 212. I think he was 215 at the combine. Pro day, he was 212. 4.49 at the combine. That was one of the top 40 times for the wide receivers. I think the 10th spot, and you know, he ran his pro day, and the scouts were coming away 4.40, 4.42, 4.46, all around that range. And like I said, you know, this isn't a little guy doing it. This is a big wide receiver, and you know, the combination of the height and the speed, it just makes him a very, very, I don't know how to say it, intriguing prospect for a team to look at, you know. And like I said, a guy like him reminds me of a little bit of a Brandon Marshall without, you know, without the baggage. And if you could have Brandon Marshall at the next level without the baggage, you know, that's great. And remember, Brandon Marshall was a fourth or fifth round wide receiver too, so it wasn't like, you know, baby T.O. Brandon Marshall was taken real high. But Carlton Mitchell should go a lot higher than that. I'm your show host, Bo Marchant. As always, we appreciate you listening to the NFL Draft Bible. And the boys in New York City, they're fine.